Okay, so our next speaker is Rachel Simon Varner, who's going to be talking about cover crops and poultry litter. Thank you.
Thank you for the introduction. So I'll be presenting some of my dissertation work that includes the cover crop poultry litter, fall applied poultry litter combination, and kind of related to the previous speaker, we'll include a fertilizer equivalence. So just a little bit of background, cover crops have been studied for their nitrogen-related ecosystem services, and there have been decades of work looking at reduction of nitrate leaching and nitrogen retention of specific individual cover crop species, particularly the grasses. And a recent meta-analysis suggested, surveyed about over 100 papers and concluded that about 70% of the nitrogen leaching is reduced with rye and other grass species, and about 40% with legumes. There's also been a lot of work looking at supplementing nitrogen through legume nitrogen yields and biological nitrogen fixation in a survey of different species, and their effects on crop yields and fertilizer equivalence was done in the late 80s. And overall, there's some recent increases in interest in mixtures and bicultures, and it's showing that the cover crops grown in combinations will overyield in terms of biomass, but there are trade-offs, particularly with some of the nitrogen-related retention and supply and nitrogen fixation. The poultry litter element, we have a lot of poultry litter. It requires management, and it's nutrient-rich and can supplement fertilizers, like in the previous talk. There have been studies looking at different management practices to reduce some of the hazards for nitrogen and phosphorus loss. And it's also been shown to provide other soil health-related ecosystem services, like increasing aggregate stability, total porosity, and decreasing bulk density. The combination of fall-applied poultry litter and cover crops hasn't been studied too often. In some corn and cotton systems, there have been variable effects on yield and nitrogen losses. So the objectives of this study are to examine the effects of poultry litter on cover crop nitrogen yield, and secondly, to quantify the fertilizer equivalence of those combinations to corn. The experimental design for that particular cover crop poultry litter combination was an RCB with four replicates. We had four rows per plot. They were 12 meters by 1 meter rows, and there was a 4x2 factorial arrangement of the treatments. The cover crop treatments were four levels, and we had rye, cereal rye, legume. In the first year, it was a crimson clover, hairy vetch mix, and in the second and third years, it was straight hairy vetch, and then a legume and rye combination in a 1-to-1 or 2-to-1 ratio. The legumes were all inoculated appropriately, and we also had a non-cover crop treatment. The second factor was the poultry layer, and there were two levels of that with zero poultry or 2 megagrams per hectare. Integrated into this design was the fertilizer equivalence portion, and we had 5 ammonium nitrate rates that were applied to corn, broadcast with 0 to 224 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare at 56 kilogram increments. So all of the treatments that did not receive poultry litter, that included the ammonium nitrate rates and the cover crops with no poultry, were also amended with comparable rates of phosphorus and potassium to the poultry litter nutrient analysis. So that was really designed to zero in on the nitrogen effect. The study was conducted at Mississippi State University, and the soils were a fine sandy loam in the Marietta series. The management practices we used, the cover crop was broadcast in late October in 2013, and then in 2014 and 15 it was planted with a grain drill. The above ground biomass was harvested for a total of 1 square meter per plot, and those were dried, weighed, and ground. The final harvest occurred, and then the cover crops were burned down with glyphosate. Those tissues were then analyzed for carbon nitrogen with dry combustion. The poultry litter was obtained from a local source, and it was pelletized and composted. It was applied at 2 megagrams per hectare based on the dry weight. The nutrient analysis was a 333, and it was broadcast with the cover crop treatments. The corn was planted 1 to 2 weeks after the termination of the cover crop. The target population was 29 to 30,000, and the first year was basically no-till. We minimally tilled in the fall to plant the cover crop, and then we did not till again until the spring of 2014, which was strip-tilled for corn planting. We also strip-tilled in 2015. So jumping into the data, this is the total nitrogen yield of the cover crop treatments. On the y-axis, we have total plant in yield in kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, and on the x is the cover crop treatments. This first year, there wasn't a lot of statistical differences, but the legume and legume with poultry litter had significantly greater nitrogen yield compared to the rye. And these treatments were sampled collectively, so the cover crop components were combined. 2014, we changed that and separated the cover crop species tissues for each treatment. And so what's shown here, the green bar proportion is the legume, the rye is in red, and then any kind of weed contribution is in brown. So again, we're looking here at total nitrogen yield, and we see a little more significant separation with the means. The legume with poultry litter was significantly greater than the legume without, and also the legume rye combination with poultry litter was significantly greater than without. We do have that trend with the rye. It wasn't significantly different, but there is a good proportion, 15 to 20 kilograms difference. And the weed tissues here just suggest that there's not a whole lot of nitrogen accumulation and no difference statistically between adding poultry litter or not. 2015 data, we see the same trends. There's a significant difference with the legume and poultry litter with compared to the legume without. There is still the trend with the legume rye and the legume rye with poultry litter, though the significance was not there this year. And the rye with poultry shows the same. So just looking at the grain yield, so this is corn grain yield in megagrams per hectare with the treatments across the x-axis, and 3 years of the study. So the first, the left side bar is crosshatch 2013, then 14 and 15. And what we see over time is that within the years, among the years, there's a significant increase for almost all of the treatments. And then also looking among the treatments, the legume with poultry litter performed the best, had the highest grain yield compared to the other treatments, and it was significantly greater than legume and rye, or sorry, legume without poultry. So we use those grain nitrogen, well, the grain yield and the grain nitrogen content to calculate the fertilizer equivalence based on the grain nitrogen yield. So this is with the ammonium nitrate rates that were used to calculate a linear regression here, the fertilizer in rate on the x-axis and the grain in on the y. So we took the grain nitrogen yield of the fertilizer or the cover crop poultry litter combinations and used the equation to calculate the equivalence. And the first year of the study, like we didn't have a whole lot of separation yet, there's some chained statistical differences. The legume with poultry litter was 32 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare fertilizer equivalence, and it was greater than the rye. In this year of the study, the rye and the rye with poultry litter were both negative 15, right around there with a couple tenths of a kilogram difference in terms of their fertilizer equivalence. 2014, we get more of a statistical spread, and the legume with poultry litter was significantly greater than the legume without. It was 85 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare for fertilizer equivalence, and that's almost two times that of the legume grown without poultry litter. And with the rye and rye poultry litter, these both moved up into the positive fertilizer equivalent zone, but they were still significantly less than the legume or the legume with poultry. In 2015, we see the same trend. So the legume with poultry litter was significantly greater than the legume without. It was equivalent to 101 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare for the fertilizer equivalents based on the grain yield. And the legume was 56, so almost twice that. The legume rye with poultry litter falls right in between, and the same trend with the rye fertilizer equivalents. The rye alone was slightly negative, and the rye with poultry was slightly positive, positive 13. And this is just taking those fertilizer equivalents data and looking at them across time with the year on the x-axis, starting with 2013. And we see generally the trend that the legume treatments and the legume with poultry litter increased over time. The legume with poultry litter had the greatest fertilizer equivalents each year, and the rye was negative or around zero and kind of fluctuated, went up and down. So in summary, the poultry litter effect on the cover crop nitrogen yield, the legume had a greater cover crop nitrogen yield with poultry litter compared to legume grown without, and that was significantly different in 14 and 15. There did not appear to be a significant difference or a significant effect of the poultry litter on the rye compared to rye grown without. And the legume rye effect of the poultry litter was kind of variable. So one year it was significantly greater, but not significant for 2013 and 14. Oh, sorry. The fertilizer, I think I just turned off the microphone. Can you?
Did I anybody hear? Again, these things happen only when I moderate. I don't know what happened.
I think I touched.
Something got kicked. Anyway, speak loud and I'll work on this.
So the fertilizer equivalents based on the grain nitrogen, the legume with poultry litter was nearly twice that of legume grown without poultry litter, and it was significant for 2 years. It was equal to 85 or 101 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, which could make a substantial contribution to spring fertilizer credit. And the legume with poultry litter was greater than rye, rye with poultry, and legume rye for every year. The rye and rye with poultry were negative 15 to positive 15 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. And each year, those treatments that contained nitrogen or contained legume increased over time. Sorry about the microphone problem. I hope everyone can hear me.
We have about 2.5 minutes for questions. If you want to take the questions over here, I'll have a little.
Sorry. Okay. Yes.
Have you, you're talking everything in terms of yield.
Yes.
Nitrogen. Have you added the economics to the cost of the cover crop, rye, handling that cover crop, and related that to the difference in fertilizer yields?
I have not yet, but that would be a very interesting aspect to look at. Yes.
Your yields seem to be rather modest.
Well, it was about, for the cover crop poultry litter, those are around 80, the best, the legume poultry litter combination was about 90 or 100 bushels per acre. And our yields on the maximum ammonium nitrate was 150 bushels per acre. I think they're relatively comparable.
If your yields were to be higher, what would you believe happened to the nitrogen fertilizer equivalents that you determined?
If the yields of the ammonium nitrate rate were higher?
The overall yield of the trials were expanded, let's say, by about 50%.
Well, I guess we would see a little bit of a decrease if we had higher yield overall with the cover crop combinations.
Are there any other questions? One last quick one? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Did you get the microphone?